From The Guardian, lawyers say Facebook and Twitter have become a significant threat to marriage, with social media now a factor in an increasing number of divorce cases. According to research, 1 in 7 married individuals have considered divorce because of their spouse's postings of Facebook or other online sites. A similar proportion admit that they search online for evidence of their partner's infidelity, while nearly 1 in 5 say they have daily rows because of the way their husband or wife uses social media.
The research was commissioned by law firm Slater & Gordon in response to an increase in the number of its clients who said that Facebook, Skype, Snapchat, Twitter, WhatsApp, and I'm sure Weibo and Weixin and other social media sites had played a part in their divorce.
And a lawyer from the law firm also said, 5 years ago, Facebook was rarely mentioned in the context of a marriage ending, but now it has become commonplace. Social media is the new marriage minefield, and social media, specifically pictures and posts on Facebook, are now being routinely raised in divorces.
Yeah, they did a survey. It was done by CensusWide with 2011 husbands and wives. They found the most common reasons for checking up on their husband or wife's social media accounts was to discover who they were talking to, who they were meeting, and where they were going.
If they feel the urge to check their Facebook accounts, it means there are already problems. They have already become very suspicious.
Lack of trust.
Yes. And I'm thinking of another issue that can cause family rows. If you check your social media too often, check it every half an hour, every 30 minutes, then you stop doing family chores. That can cause some problem too, right? In the family.
It can. And I'll tell you something else that will cause a problem. If you're having lunch with me and you start checking your social media on your mobile phone while you're eating,
what would you do?
I will take your phone and I will insert it into your bowl of malatang. And that might cause an argument as well. It's so annoying. Don't you think so, Ningjing? When you're eating, you're in the middle with a conversation with someone at lunch or something, and then their phone buzzes, and then you sort of see their face, their eyes look at it, and they think, should I or shouldn't I? And they do.
Yeah.
They pick it up, totally forgetting that they're actually in the middle of listening to something that you were just saying.
Yes.
It is just so rude and so annoying.
Or if they absent-mindedly just answer your question when their answer is totally unrelated to your subject, you would be very, very annoyed.
Yeah.
But personally, I would not dip their phone into their malatang because that's, I don't know, maybe they will ask me to buy another cell phone for them, iPhone 6. That would be too expensive.
Well, I'm sure you would find somewhere else to put their phone that would annoy them just as much.
更多节目下载荔枝FM收听。